You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
We're back, baby! It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and I. And hey, we drop every Wednesday. You probably aren't listening to this on Wednesday. You might be right at the moment it drops, but most likely you're not. But it drops every Wednesday because we're consistent like McDonald's. But unlike McDonald's, we're healthy.
Do you know where this is going?
He doesn't. He has no. I can see
it. I'm
going to
talk until you stop me.
What you were trying to say was, all our listeners, you know, they think we're just coming back for 1 week ago, but we're not. The three, how many people in this room, the potty team here, have not seen one another for 3 weeks.
We've been on hiatus.
For a month.
And so it's been Leslie belling us because we've been doing this big back together.
Yes.
Hash fest.
We've been catching up.
Yeah, we have.
It's been good.
And Serena and I have got competing NSVs. I've never brought an NSV to this party before.
Neither have I.
And today, on this day, not only do I have a potty topic, but we have competing NSVs. Yeah. How did that happen on the same day?
Well, I don't know, but the Lord aligned the stars.
Well.
What did he do?
Who's going to? She doesn't know where she's going either.
I'm going. I'm okay. Going to go. Okay, so I just came back from my Arizona trip. I can't call it a vacation because I wasn't very relaxed on the return. Mm. You know, I almost need a vacation now. But anyway, I have an NSV because normally, when I go on a long road trip and I have to spend hours in one position, like we did the RV thing, but not till we got to Phoenix. So we went from all the way outskirts of Nashville,
you
all the way to Phoenix.
You with 10 children.
Yeah, and children. All of our luggage in our van. So okay. There's no room. You're very cramped and it's kind of mm-hmm. crazy. And we try not to stop through Taco Bell because yeah. then the cramped and the crazy meets the
The gas.
Yeah. Meets the gas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, meets wow. the flurges. It doesn't work very well. But anyway, normally I'm absolutely miserable because I have this thing where I don't like my bum being stuck.
Mm.
I don't like it feeling like it's becoming my seat, at, like the seat
no,
in the car.
You don't. You have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Because we did long road trips to yeah. America when you were and I
well,
were on
when
the road.
We first, yeah, and when we first came to America, we traveled around America with our parents because they were itinerant ministers. So we lived out of the car. I did my homeschooling in the back seat. Pearl like wrote her songs with a guitar in the back seat. We were just, and then we got signed to a record label and we were always touring, but not in the comfy, like your famous big buses.
No, oh yeah. no.
Like in really squashed, yeah. like breaking down cars. Yeah. Okay.
And you were on the
so that was our life. So I really hate the bum squish feeling. And normally like I literally feel like I'm going insane, but I'm not paid to say this.
Okay.
Part of my NSV. We have different things we advertise for here in the podcast.
Yes.
And we believe in every single one that we advertise because we get a lot of ads put our way and we always like,
no,
Leslie, no, we can't talk about that. It's not really in us. But, you know, we do talk about the things we believe in. But this is not even ad time.
Okay.
But I tell you.
What?
Baby cakes.
What?
I took my Theragun along and it was the baby Theragun. What is it called? Theragun?
Yeah, the baby.
Something?
What is it, John? The little Theragun.
The little one?
Mini Theragun.
I took it along. As soon as I got the first inkling of like squished bum,
yeah,
I just turned the Theragun on and
did
that
your
to
bum?
The glutes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All the glutes. The Theragun. And then I Theragun down my thigh muscles, Theragun my calves, Theragun the soles of my feet.
Okay.
Theragun up and around the neck. Theragunned all the places I could find, right? Theragunned. And I felt like my circulation was kept circulating. I circulated the palms of my hands. Yeah. I was just crazy, right? And then I never got at all that squished bum feeling. Yeah. Never, 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 never.
Nice.
And also, the reason why I brought the Theragun along is remember I hurt my back so badly before that trip and I thought this is going to be the worst uncomfortable ride ever. Well, I Theragunned all those places that were like seized up in my back. So I took it for therapy reasons. And my back, by the time I got there, literally I couldn't even take a step with my own weight. When I got there, I was holding my four-year-old and walking around the Grand Canyon, the whole rim.
That's incredible.
Theragun healed that injury. But number two, I didn't get the I hate the squished bum feeling. It was not there.
That's amazing. Nice. So you're going to take it on all your crazy trips.
All my trips. And then the other thing, number three, normally I'm really afraid of like I can't even slightly fall asleep. I'm tired and I can't because my husband might like crash. Because I'm like the side seat driver.
Yeah.
Like neurotic. I help him with his driving. He doesn't realize that.
Yeah.
But he likes to like look at all the tractors and this farm on the right and then look at all the implements on the farm on the left.
He looks
and
like he's going
to
buy them
he
on eBay.
He doesn't look down the middle. Right. Yes. He's looking to like add to his like dinosaur of metal in his yard. Yeah. Anyway. But every time he looks slightly distracted or slightly sleepy, I just shove the Theragun in his arm and a Theragun up and down his one bicep. Sometimes a Theragun inside his like ribs. And literally, he was very non-distracted and he was very focused.
Because he didn't know any time a Theragun's going to fly.
That Theragun is intense.
Yeah. And sometimes he would ask the long trips where it'd been 12 hours straight and he'd be like, where is the Theragun? And he would do it to himself.
To keep himself
while driving.
Up.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It's my non-scale victory that you can get healed by the Theragun with a seized up back, number one. Number two, you don't have to feel like you've got a squish bum. Number three, you can keep a bad driver from being bad.
Oh my goodness.
The Theragun, dude. Well, I'm looking it up now. I need to get one.
So, hey, my NSV is, so many of you have been following the party know that I was struggling for quite a while with pretty, it was an intense issue I was facing. Vertigo, severe tinnitus, terrible dizziness that would take me to episodes where I was just throwing up. I couldn't drive for several weeks. I couldn't read. I couldn't do anything. My life was on hold.
You couldn't even walk to
my
house.
I couldn't walk. But anyway, I have been doing fantastic. But my NSV was today, guys. I'm just walking into so much healing. And I'll be doing more parties on what's helped me. So many things. Our bodies were made to heal, you see. And if we give them the opportunity, it can happen. But we have to get out of fight or flight stress. We can't heal in stress. We have to choose peace. And I've been learning to do all this. It's just been so incredible. Incredible. Today, I had to go give blood, you know, because I'm on hormones and it was my time. And I was supposed to do this a couple of months ago, but there was no way I could have given blood in my situation. I mean, there's no way that I could have done anything normal, let alone give blood, because, you know, that can cause dizziness and anything off kilter. So today I just walked in there, sat there. I mean, I gave blood like a boss. Like I was the bossiest blood giver there. I just like, take it, baby. They're like, how are you feeling? I'm like, I'm feeling so good. No, you take my blood. Let it go. And I was just like sitting there. And then I just, she's like, how are you? You're okay to stand? I'm like, oh yeah, I'm okay to run. And I just walked out of there, head held high. And I was just thanking God so much and just thanking him for his healing. And I just wanted to say today, I'm doing so great. For those of you who might have heard and might have been praying, I've walked out of this really quickly, because for some it stays for years and years, and for some it's ongoing. A book that has really, really helped me is called Rock Steady by Joey Remy. I mentioned that last week in the podcast, but it's just incredible. But God's been doing this work in me. So,
you're talking about, what about Meniere's?
That's what she's talking.
Meniere's.
Yeah.
Yeah. When's the last episode?
Oh, it was, I guess, about a month ago.
Really?
Yeah, more than that now, maybe 6 weeks. But, you know, then after that, I had dizziness. And then a lot of what's been helping me, too, is I've been getting upper cervical chiropractic where they align the C1. Because there's many reasons for many ears, but sometimes it could be a misalignment on your head where the ears are not lining up properly. So the nerves are sending mismatched signals to the brain. But even with that, it can take a lot of time. But, you know, I'm on my road. I'm just doing great. I just wanted to say, hey, when we're doing great, we should say something, right?
Yes.
So, you know.
I love that.
There we go. But I actually have a topic for today.
Mm.
And Let me just.
You got your teleprompter?
I got a little bit of a teleprompter, Serene. It's not like last week, but it's just, you know, I'm just going to prompt occasionally. And the world right now might not have any of us believe that there are any differences between a man and a woman. But I'm going to dispute all that today with science.
I love this subject.
And with experience.
Love it.
And Danny, this was inspired by you.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, because a couple of weeks ago, I saw you on Instagram. You did this whole bunch of stories of you in ice water.
Yeah.
First of all, like your friend, a big, husky, strong, military-looking guy.
AJ.
Got into this ice water, like a bath of ice. And he just was in it. And he's like, apparently it does incredible things for him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Incredible. I just couldn't believe how he could do it. And then Danny, you had never done this before, right? And then you got into a bath of ice and then you just pictured yourself. Just showed yourself. I was like, yeah, Dan. I was like clapping for you because that's hard.
Oh, it was really hard. Yeah. You know, I had some ladies, like, based on how I described it, they said that reminds me of birth. I don't want to claim that doing ice bath is anywhere even a percent towards what you got to do to birth anything. But the mentality to push through, I think the ice
bath. How long did you have to stay in?
Yeah, how long did you stay in for?
You're supposed to stay 5 minutes.
How long did you manage?
All five, yeah.
What? Okay, wow. So here's my story about this.
Okay.
And the reason I'm talking about it was, you know, I was really impressed that you did that because I've lasted 20 seconds and not in an ice bath, but in my shower.
Yeah, when the hot water's not working.
No, I did it on purpose because...
Oh, to try it?
Yeah, no, several months ago, we're on vacation and my son-in-law, Kendall, that's Meadow's husband, talked about how he does 3 to 5 minutes full on cold in the shower every morning. And he said... He was just mentioning, he said, since I've done that, all my inflammation has gone down. I have more energy in the day. Yes. I sleep better at night.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, Pearl, you should really look into it. Because at the time, I had a little bit of a shoulder thing and he was rubbing. He's like, Pearl, Mom, you got to look into this. So, you know, I looked it up and I started studying it. And oh, my goodness, I was pretty much sold because I read it browns your fat. And that's something I'd been studying about separately. Whenever you... initiate more brown fat in your body, you burn up your white fat, which is your body fat, the less healthy kind. But your brown fat is so healthy, it raises your metabolism. And this is what cold therapy, you know, going into a bath with ice or just being in the shower does the same time and turning it to full cold. You can do it that way, or you can run outside in the middle of winter. I mean, there's these people that do it seriously.
I think they're like some kind of club in Maine.
Oh, yeah.
Or something, and then they run and swim in ice.
I found the
water.
Shower harder.
Yeah, well, I tried it and I could do it, count to like 20 seconds. And
I think it's harder.
Oh my goodness, it was so hard, but I managed. But here's the thing, okay, this is what happened. I noticed that on the days, I did it for like a full month, but the days that I started to do it, I had more pain and more fatigue those days. I don't know what it was. Now, Autumn, my daughter, tried it too because she's all into the latest thing. You know, we're guinea pigs. It's genetic, right? Yes. She's like, Mom, I don't feel very good. And I'm like, well, we got to keep tripping through, Autumn. It's going to give us it's going to give us everything that we want, I'm sure. Because, you know, when you start to look into it, longevity, all these things. And I'm like, why do I not feel like it's doing this for me? But I kept doing it and it was awful, but I just kept doing it because I thought, well, I'm going, you know, I want to brown my fat.
Just trying to brown my fat. Were you taking deep breaths? Like it takes your breath away.
Like Kendall was really coaching me through it. He's like, Pearl, next time, because I would say, man, this hardy would coach me through it.
Hold on. Who was coaching you?
Kendall, my son-in-law. Telling me pre-shell what I should do. Okay. He wasn't
you got
standing
Kendall in, there as a
in
coach?
The bathroom. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So I started researching. I'm like, why am I not getting these benefits? Because he noticed it straight away. So then I looked up and it says, well, cold therapy. I hadn't read this before, but it said cold therapy releases a rush of stress hormones, including cortisol, norepinephrine, thank you, and adrenaline. And I thought to myself, okay, cortisol, I don't think I need that in my life. Okay. Maybe it's not for me. Maybe I'm the only person in the world this is not going to work for. But I stopped when I read that because I thought, I just don't think this is suiting my body. And so I stopped it and I started to feel a little better. Never went back to it. I just thought it felt wrong for me. Well, this week I made a discovery. There's a new study. And here's what it noted. Women don't do as well with cold therapy as men. In fact, women experience great drops in leptin from cold therapy.
Mm. Interesting.
This is so interesting. And men don't. Actually, men's metabolisms raise from this. So you see, we are different. Then I started studying women and leptin. Now, Serene, we've had a full potty on leptin before. Mm-hmm. Leptin is our satiety hormone.
Yeah.
It tells us when we're full. It regulates our metabolism.
It tells us when it's safe to reproduce.
Yes.
Like it's if we have proper leptin levels, then our body is signaling you're in a safe, happy, healthy place.
Yes. So it brings homeostasis, mm-hmm. right? It's crucial for so many of our bodily functions. It's crucial for our hormones. It ties into our thyroid hormones.
Yeah, it's crucial to be able to burn fat. When your leptin levels are low, you're holding on to every calorie that comes in.
Yes. And I thought to myself, there was just something in my head. It's like cortisol inhibits fat burning. And I know that cold therapy is supposed to cause fat burning, but I just don't think it's going to in me. So all these things were starting to, you know, just match up. And then I saw this study and I thought, wow, are we different? Mm. Because here's Kendall, the strapping young man, doing fabulously.
He's guest on.
Yeah. My son-in-law, he's like 6'6". He's a huge man. He's not fat, but he's just huge. Yes, he's guest on.
In a lean way. He's a lean heifer.
Nice guest on.
Yes.
But I'm different to him. And I realized it. And so, you know, sometimes these things that we do, like intermittent fasting, you know, some men may thrive on it. That also lowers leptin. I looked it up. It lowers leptin levels in women extraordinarily more than it does in men.
Mm-hmm. Even though it does eventually with men, but it's faster with
now,
women.
Things can happen in men. But here's what I want to say. After 10 years, Serene, of you and I, you know, we released this our first book 10 years ago, Trim Healthy Mama. And we have worked closely with women. Like you guys listening, Serena and I have been with you this whole time. We've watched you. You've watched us. I mean, we've walked hand in hand, Serena, with hundreds of thousands of women. Mm-hmm. And here's what I can say after this 10 years. When women do extreme diets, anything that's not nurturing to their body, they hit us in a much harder, deeper, meaner, and faster way than they do to men.
Yeah.
I've seen it and I continue to see it over and over again. Mm-hmm. You know, men, let's say you take out carbs or let's just say you take out, you know, meals or whatever it is you do that's extreme, it will hit men, but it will take a lot longer.
Right.
And so it was just fascinating to me and it just supported, I think, the balance that we've always tried to bring, Serene, that we are made to be life givers. Yeah. So it doesn't matter whether we've had a baby or not. We are designed to nurture, to give life, to sustain life. And our bodies will not.
And it starts with us.
It starts with
us. Because you cannot give life if you're not giving it to yourself. You cannot sustain life and nurture life if you're not nurturing it in yourself first.
But our bodies won't put it, because we're designed like this, even if we never have a baby, we're still designed like that.
Yes.
Our bodies will not put up with things that are shock to them.
And I think it's such a beautiful picture, again, to celebrate the differences between men and women and how beautiful those differences are. Yes, we're equal in importance. Yes, we're equal in honor. Yes, we're equal in all of those ways. But we are so different in our makeup and we're different in the ways that life affects us.
Yeah.
And how we affect life.
It's so true.
You know, I sort of suspected that might be the case with the ice bath thing. Because
Did you? Did you actually think those thoughts?
Yeah, not consciously, but I... You know, my wife Lisa was asking me about it, and I just remember sort of not feeling any need that she should or to encourage her. Normally, if I find something amazing, I'm like, get in there. Like, you got to do it too.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I just felt no, it was weird. And any woman I've talked to about it is totally uninterested. Mm-hmm. Like naturally.
Well, just, I guess you, unless you get like body hackers like us that try, want to be guinea pigs for everything, but natural, the instinct is not to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least the ones I talk to, yeah. I know, I mean, there's women that do this.
Yeah.
But you know, even online, when you, if you type in, you know, ice bath and then click on images or something right. in a Google search, it's all men.
It's this man, eh?
It's all men.
What about that ice man? He's like, oh, there's pictures of him and he's got ice down his beard yeah. and stuff. Have you ever seen
Wim Hof? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, sometimes we can lose our instinct in life because of culture yeah. where sometimes the instinct can be just kind of like, diluted out from mm-hmm. us. And so like it is with exercise, yeah. you know, we came out with the Trim Healthy Workins because we wanted to design workouts that are very effective, that are tough even,
yeah.
but that are very respectful
yes.
to a woman and the way her body is different.
Yes.
And so, but sometimes, you know, the instinct is gone and people, women think, oh, I have to be able to do the same amount of push-ups, pull-ups, yeah. you know, the same, like I need to increase my weight like a man would, mm-hmm. you know, as far as lifting and heavy. And I'm all about resistance training and mm-hmm. weightlifting and everything. But the way I approach it is so different than the way my husband approaches mm-hmm. or my 20-year-old son, because it's like our bodies are just, a woman can't, like I just remember when I used to get up at 5 o'clock every morning and push really, really mm-hmm. hard in the gym. Like I believe my hormones tanked.
Well, it
like,
will raise cortisol. Felt
like, yeah, I remember my whole adrenals crashed
yes,
and everything.
I do
and so
remember.
Many women, you've found that, Pearl, that have sent you, you know, letters via email that have said, I know what's wrong. I do everything right. I even get up at like 4:30 yeah. in the morning and work out 6 days a week.
And that's the
week,
first
blah,
thing
blah,
we'll
blah.
Say, stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Exactly.
Because cortisol and women are nemesis. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all have some, you know, we all have daily stresses. But when you add something that is much more extra stressful to our bodies mm-hmm. and our bodies are nurturers and they need to be nurtured, it is against our innate design. Yeah.
I don't think, you know, the creator of the universe, you know, who brought the Messiah, you know, the one who would save us through a woman, you mm-hmm. know, the woman was honored above all, you know, and he says clearly in the Bible, both are so equal. But I don't think it was with disrespect he said that we are a weaker vessel.
Yeah.
Not weaker in intelligence, no. not weaker in worth, but that our bodies are to be nurtured and protected and
yes.
sheltered.
Yeah. We have to protect our bodies. And I think, Serene, that's why we did that, you know, the Workins program, which has to this day, and you created that, been very sustaining and yet it makes people fit, yet it's very nurturing to a body. And, you know, I remember we did that, Serene, because anytime you would go on Pinterest and look up, you know, how to get fit, mm-hmm. what would come up was these images, not so much these days, but this was about 5 to 7 years ago, it still comes up sometimes, images of a ripped woman, like ripped abs, like you saw the six pack and you saw the guns on her.
And if you press play on the yeah. YouTube, she's grunting and effing.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got F words flying out everywhere.
You know, it's like almost her personality changed to be able to pull it off.
Yeah, and then, you know, you're getting rid of body fat. So what happens when you get rid of body fat? What happens when it goes too low?
Estrogen goes.
Estrogen goes. But women require more body fat than men. We just have it. What is it? You know, men have 7% essential body fat. Women have more than 11%. We lose our periods when we get below 20%.
Yeah.
20%. Mm-hmm. Whereas men, they shine at like 10% body fat. We're so different. And on the whole, I was looking up leptin levels in women versus men, and our leptin levels are so much more sensitive to men's leptin levels.
So interesting.
And how we have to protect them.
How would I figure out my body fat?
Just
pinch it and estimate.
I think that, yeah, measure it on these certain things.
Yeah.
Oh, there's like
yeah.
calipers and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what
I don't necessarily care about what exactly mine is. I just want yeah. to feel right yeah. in my own body for me.
So, you know how I said, you know, I'm all about resistance and weight training right,
yes,
right now, especially
are.
Now being 45, like I'm contending for that. But I would never, and I want to say openly here on the podcast, I would never want any woman to go out and just start weight training until they had done something like a Workin program
yeah.
or something similar that has built their inside and inner mm. core so strong that once they start all of that outward movement, that they have such a foundational, like their basement is really, really strong.
Yes, yes.
And even so, even when I move on in things that are even a little bit more extreme than our Workins, mm-hmm. although our Workins can be pretty tough.
Yeah.
It's still woman honoring and it's yeah. still going to be a little differently tweaked than a male workout.
Yeah. I think too that I saw this study this morning, and I was kind of getting late when I ran over here to the potty, so I just threw the whole thing in here, but it was just blowing my mind at the difference between a man and woman. And
well, can I just say a difference too? I probably get blown up in letters, but I'm just going to say it anyway.
Oh, well, everyone blow can send up. Their letters to Serene. Yeah. We'll never read this.com.
That regardless of what a person thinks when they're here on earth, who they are or what they identify as, you know, 1,000 years later, if they dig up that person's bone, they'll tell exactly what they are, a woman or a man. Now, it's not just in our hormones. It's not just in the different shapes of our body. It's actually in the very DNA of our bones.
Yes. Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I want to bring back to this, right? So this study, and I'm actually still going through it now, but one of the first studies to evaluate a possible gender difference in glycogen storage after carbohydrate loading was conducted at Tarnopolsky University or something. Anyway, in this study, male and female runners were asked to increase carbohydrate intake for 4 days, manipulating carbohydrate intake from 55% to 75% of total energy intake. So, okay, so yes. So they wanted to really load so that they will be better athletes, okay? So they were prepping. Now, this is interesting, and I'm just going through it, so I'm trying to leave out all the stuff that you don't need to hear. Okay, the results of the study showed that men increased muscle glycogen content 41%, and improved their performance time 45%, following a one-hour cycling bout, whereas women showed no increase in muscle glycogen and improved their performance time by only 5%. Okay, this is very interesting. The authors speculated that a possible reason for this gender-related difference could be that the increase in dietary carbohydrates may not have been enough to elicit glycogen compensation.
For women.
Yes. Now, this is where I'm getting to this. So after that study was done, and there was like this big question mark of why, you know, three other studies assessed the loading ability of females at this level of dietary carbohydrate ingestion and found that in order to achieve this intake, women would need to increase their total intake by 34% during the carbohydrate loading period. By increasing energy intake 34%, females were able to achieve similar concentrations of glycogen as males.
Wow.
However, one study found that even with this increase in ingestion of carbohydrates, the females were only able to achieve an increase in glycogen stores that was 50% of what was observed in males. Therefore, and this is where I'm getting to, for a female to carbohydrate load and achieve benefits comparable to those of a male, the female must consume extra calories rather than simply ingesting the carbohydrates themselves. Specifically, a female needs to consume about 30% more daily energy for 4 days to ensure that the carbohydrate intake achieves higher than 8 grams per kilogram.
Wow, that's so interesting.
All of this is to say that it took the woman 4 more days of carbs and of calories to get to what
that
it
peak
took,
performance
to get to what it took those men just a few hours.
Wow.
And I started to think to myself, you know, we've always taught about please, please eat your meals, eat your energizing meals. You need your carbs. And when we first came out stream with our first book, you know, we had the fuel cycle and we had people for 3 days, was it 3 days doing S meals and then 2 days doing fuel pulls. And then you and I started to think to ourselves, that's too long without carbs.
Right. Because we're growing in knowledge.
Yeah, in knowledge, and we just realized the importance of carbs. So we changed it all. We said, hey, you know, about that fuel cycle, we don't want you to go that long without carbs. It's not good for us women.
Yeah.
You know, and we started to get more wisdom on this subject, and now the study just backs it up.
Yeah.
Ladies, we can't go without carbs if we wanted to be successful. And I'm not talking about just athletes, and for athletes meaning competitors in this world, if we're going to get through our day,
right,
if we're going to win
be kind
and achieve,
to our children.
Yes.
Like, even notice, Pearl, you came up, we just did the live party at the new cafe in Phoenix, but it was like at the end of my big holiday trip and I was out of all healthy carbs.
Yes.
And we were running around really busy that day. And at the end of the day, we're just about to start the party. I said, Pearl, I'm shaking.
Yeah.
And my head doesn't even feel clear. And she's like, what have you eaten today? And I said, I haven't had any carbs.
Right.
And I really noticed the difference. Like, I wasn't in the right headspace and the right, my game wasn't going to be on. So I just went quickly and like downed a big orange, you know, to have that good glycogen. But it's not even about, like you said, it's not even about athletes here.
No.
It's to be able to be on our game mentally.
Yes.
And even like I said, even just to have good proper serotonin from carbs, to be able to be friendly to your family.
And so it's okay to look after ourselves and to treat us differently. Treat ourselves differently. It's this big buck stop here thing that I have. You know, I won't dabble in extremes because my body is not made for extremes.
Yeah, and I've been, you know, researching a lot about fertility. You know, I'm writing this book for pregnancy and fertility and for nursing mothers and everything. And it's a little bit on hold right now because we've got some other things going on. But I've been still doing some research. And I'm also talking to a fertility doctor for myself, not because I desperately like have to have another baby. Mm-hmm. I'm so, so, so blessed. But hey, I would love to. Mm-hmm. It'd just be fun. And also I'm researching on behalf of others who are in my season, maybe got married late and are desperate to have babies in their 40s. And you know, what I hear and what I research and what I study is like, you got to have the animal fats. You got to have, you know, the whole full fat dairy, especially the cultured dairy and the vitamin A and the cod liver oil and the sardines and, you know, the X Factor butter oil and all this. And it's so great, 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 great. And I'm taking that and I believe that. But then the other half of the research is carbs. You've got to have the right amount of carbs.
Does.
So all these doctors are saying, and the doctor I'm talking to is saying, yes, you've got to have all these fats. You know, make sure you've got to have a lot of fats. But there is another side to that coin.
It is.
Because if you do not have adequate carbohydrates, your leptin is going to be tanked. And when your leptin is tanked, you're signaling loud, like clanging cymbals to your body saying, do not reproduce because you are not in a safe place and I can't pull the thing off.
Yeah, exactly. And so then it comes back to, you know, you need your carbs.
Yes.
You need your fats. So that's why we've got S meals and E meals. And sometimes you just need them together in a crossover.
It's
not
very
always,
nurturing from time to time.
But that's fine
slam
too.
It together.
So it just keeps coming back to the basics. Mm-hmm. And I love that. And so,
but then again, it's not nurturing for some women who are 350 pounds and putting them together because you're like, okay, nurturing, I'll go live on crossovers.
Yes.
But it's not nurturing if you're not losing the weight because that's inflammation. And that, so there is that balance where there is a season in life you're at goal weight or you're pregnant and you're not already starting heavy. Mm-hmm. Well, then you can be nurturing with crossovers a whole lot more or just live on them. But just to bring the other side of the coin, sometimes it's most nurturing to stick to S&E with a little occasional crossover.
Yeah.
Because inflammation is harsh.
Yes. So there we go. I think we've said it. It just got full circle for me when I saw these new studies and I was like, oh yeah, makes sense. That's who we are.
And I love it because whenever you find these like articles that celebrate fats and, you know, because like, you know, talking to this fertility doctor, he reminded me again of the importance of fat. Like, yes, for your hormones, like, please dig in. And I love that. And I was re-reminded because I was so celebrating carbs for a while. Mm-hmm. But then again, we can't diss the carbs and we have to celebrate the carbs. And it just brought me to the point where we can never leave anybody out of the party, like any food macronutrient. Like it's really only a happy happening party.
It's
when
like on
all
the hilltop,
there.
Serene. Yeah. You know, when we have a party and we think, oh, let's just keep it to, you know, the adults or something, or let's just keep it to these. It's never the same unless every single person is there.
Yes.
It's not a hilltop party without all of us hilltoppers.
Usually if one family goes away from the hilltop,
it's
kind of like we're all kind of a bit bored until they come back.
Yeah, it makes us who we are and we can't leave out macronutrients. So yeah, we're done.
It's like Dan when he's not here on the pods.
Oh,
it's
is
like
it
depressing.
Serene?
Yeah.
Yes, is it Serene? How'd it go in Texas?
Yeah. Hey, listen, dude face, we would have loved to have driven up. You know.
Yeah, your time is just you know, very valuable.
Yeah.
And then I'll be mama.